Welcome to the You Matter podcast, where we host interesting people and have enlightening conversations. My name is Ned Burwell, and I'll be your host.
Hope you're having a wonderful day. I have a very special guest this week for my podcast, my beautiful and amazing wife, Lisa.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah, we picked a topic to talk about for this week, and I'll start out with a question. Have you ever woke up feeling just off, out of sorts, feeling angry, cranky, whatever, spent the whole day being like that?
Yesterday. Sorry.
So I think this happens, or you'll be cruising through your day and something happens, and next thing you know, you are caught in this idea that your whole day has gone to crap. And I'd like to address that, because I think it's easy to fall into that. I think it's natural, and a lot of us do, and I have. Sure, you have.
No. No, Nellie's perfect. Actually, Mom and I were both like that yesterday. This topic is so fresh, so it's great that we're covering it.
So, and I think a lot of the times when we have something come up in our day, or we just wake up feeling out of sorts, I think it's good to remember that we don't have to stay in that energy for the entire day.
Yeah.
And I think the belief that our day is not going to get any better, it's ruined, you know, is sort of what holds us and keeps us trapped in that moment.
Why do you think we do that?
Well, the mind likes to catastrophize things a lot. There's a natural tendency of the mind to be negative. So, and I think another reason why is that we like to play fortune teller. So quite often we'll assume what the next three things are going to unfold in our day. And we hold those assumptions. It's almost like we're waiting for it. We're looking for this negative result to happen.
I feel like another potential is that it's unexpressed emotion. It's really, there's other things going on that we haven't processed, or we haven't voiced our feelings on, and we just allow it to grump up our day.
Yeah. So like...
To avoid actually addressing whatever issue we have going on.
Yeah, I like that angle. Never thought of it like that. So when something occurs in our day that kind of throws us off, it's really like an old wound that it's pressing on.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of, when we're triggered, it's a call to action to not go into that trigger further, but to investigate, why am I triggered?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do when you're triggered?
I try to first remember to stay out of my head, or get out of my head.
Okay.
Because I know that's just going to spiral me. And also, misery loves company, and it can be a habit. So you'll find somebody to, I don't like the word chew the fat with. Find somebody to bitch with, right?
Yeah.
Which just makes it even deeper. And you really have ruined your whole day by the end of the day.
Yeah, so like we can get fixated on the problem that's outside of us, when in reality it's an internal thing that we need to look at. So, you know, if I wake up and I assume, you know, I'm grumpy, my day is going to follow that way, we hold that position, and we can kind of get locked in looking for all these problems to appear in our day.
I wonder if this is new information for anybody. A lot of people it's not, but some people I wonder if it is, because maybe just a thought popped in. Maybe you were raised in a way where you weren't, when you did have issues that you needed support, you weren't heard. Mm-hmm. And it became really you're unconscious to it, right?
Yeah.
So.
Well, I think it's easy to, you know, not feel well, and then the day not be going well, and then to just hold that, just sort of use it as a blanket excuse, you know, don't bother me, I'm miserable today. Mm-hmm. I just need to be left alone. I'm reminded of a time that I was in the car with you. We were driving to the shop in Ingersoll, and I think it was around close to 10 a.m. in the morning. And you looked over at me and you said, what's going on? Are you okay? And I was rageful. I
remember that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I was so angry. And I remember saying to you, I don't know what's going on. I just want to put my fist through this windshield.
Mm-hmm.
And in that moment, I actually remembered one of my old Acharya monk friends, Paramananda. And I remember a story that he had told me. He had anxiety all his life. And while he was on his mastery retreat, his teacher, Maharishi, invited him to take the label off of what he was feeling. And so in that moment, when I was with you in the car, and I was feeling really rageful, and I woke up angry that day. I didn't know about what. I couldn't put my finger on it.
Mm-hmm.
But in that moment, I remembered Paramananda, and I thought, I'm going to take off the label. But for me, in that moment, I just said, it's energy moving.
I never forgot that. That was, a good lesson. Mm-hmm. I still use that.
And so that day, within minutes, like literally minutes, I was able to shift out of that feeling of anger. So that morning, when I was holding that anger and I just woke up and I just felt frustrated and angry, I was holding that position. So my perspective was that this is what I'm feeling. And when I changed it to saying, I have a lot of energy moving through me.
Instead of your identity as well.
Instead of my identity. And it just shifted out of me. So, and I think we can do that a lot with if we're getting frustrated and if we put a label on it, or what if when we feel anxious, mm-hmm. instead of saying I'm having anxiety or claiming that feeling as who and what you are in that moment, just say there's a lot of energy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a potential way to maybe to rise above the experience that you're having.
So that's a great reminder, because I've used that ever since you brought that to my attention, that it's just energy moving. And I tell other people that when I can think of it, but I still have days where I forget everything. I forget all that, right?
Yeah, I think we all do. And I think the key is that when we notice that we're holding this emotion, or we're holding this feeling and then claiming it to be what we are, if once we notice, that's the point of entry to make a change. And once we notice, if you start to make this a practice, and then you suddenly forget to do it, it's not an opportunity to beat yourself up.
No.
And to, continue that negative dialogue. So I can't get anything right.
Self-talk, yeah.
All that negative self-talk.
Mm-hmm.
And I think another way to, maybe shift out of this experience, if we're holding this feeling that we're having a bad day or it's an off day, to prevent it from carrying over for the entire day, I think one of the most powerful tools that we possess is to return to the moment we're in.
Mm-hmm. Because the moment's new all the time, right? If you're holding a position, then you're not open to receiving whatever is really meant for you, or something bigger, something higher.
One of my favorite quotes that I've written, and I've shared this many times, is in between all our greatest moments, the miracles are still happening. So by returning to the moment you're in, I can almost guarantee that whatever's irritating you or you're feeling frustrated about is not present in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
But what if it is? What if it is present in that moment? Say it's a coworker and they're just on your last nerve and you already feel short. just, I think it's, sometimes it's a matter of perspective. So if you return to this moment mm-hmm. with that person and you look at them like you don't know them, because what we tend to do is we drag all of our history into the present. So it's like mm-hmm. we have mountains of past baggage. We drag it into this moment, the next moment, the next moment, especially when we don't like somebody.
A lot of relationships work that way.
They do. Yeah. And that's something that you and I, we've practiced not to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't drag old things forward.
No, we don't.
And it's not that we've never had problems with each other, because we have problems that occur, but in 3 months, we're not going to be still talking about that. So if you can, instead of like dragging all of your opinions and mindsets about a situation that's unfolding around you and just be present with it, you might be surprised how people are not always who you assume they are. Situations are not always as you assume they will be. The outcome may be different.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's just a matter of changing your perspective. Your perspective can ultimately shift how you perceive and receive the entire world. So like I've had grievances with people in the past. And then when I met them face to face, found out some of the ideas that I was keeping about them were not actually true. Well, I'd made up some stories in my mind. I was holding a position of anger at somebody. And when I really actually understood their perspective, or maybe got to know them and understood the things that they were dealing with, I moved from feeling irritated by a person or not liking someone into compassion. Now, I don't think those two things are close neighbors, irritation with a person and compassion. That there's a lot of distance to move to go from irritation to compassion for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But what shortens that distance, and it can be in an instant, is by letting go of the judgments that I have, letting go of the feelings that I may arise.
Mm-hmm. That's just a moment in time where you're connecting with somebody and you're not connecting with them. And really, you haven't been there for their whole life. You don't, if you really knew what someone has gone through, you would have much deeper compassion. And again, your perspective would change. If they suddenly fell on a really hard times, again, your perspective would change. There's external circumstances that could change that whole thing, right? So it lies in us again, right?
Yeah, I think it's something that, you know, that I haven't mastered. It's something that I practice. You know, I find myself constantly dragging old ideas into the present moment. And so the idea is that it is my practice to try to unload as much as I can so that I'm not constantly doing that, bringing past old dramas into this reality.
I'm feeling again I know you talk about self-care a lot. I'm feeling that again. Just an example, this morning I took about an hour of some serious self-care. I released a lot of stuff. I did writing. Carved that time out for myself, and not only was my day different, I was a different person than I would have been otherwise today. Not that I'm not, I mean, I am me. I am, you know what I mean?
And we had such a beautiful morning together.
We did.
It was such a strong connection that we experienced today. And
mm-hmm.
you know how funny how we drag so much and we miss all the wonderful things around us.
Yeah, we're busy looking for approval all day long from our jobs or from people. That's just one example, but there's everything that's external plays into all of this, right?
Yeah. Any closing thoughts?
That was my closing thought.
That was your closing.
He caught me right before bed, so. I don't know if I have anything to say, but I'm going to sit down and find out.
Sure, yeah.
It's a pleasure to sit with you tonight. Yeah, and to share with everybody. Anything?
Enjoy you doing this with me. Number one favorite guest.
All right. Although we have other good ones too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
For sure.
So if you find yourself waking up on the wrong side of the bed, put this into practice. Come to this moment. Stop dragging the past into this moment. Remove the labels that you may have on what you're feeling. Change it to, I'm feeling a lot of energy. Or just let go of the label completely. And see how that changes your day.
And if you screw that up, don't be hard on yourself. No. And you're screwed, yeah, no. Don't beat yourself up and make it worse.
You already had your, this is my closing comment.
I'll think of about 100 after you shut the camera off. Oh, yeah. I'm much better than before.
You get like super but intelligent after the video goes
off. Something weird happens.
See, that happens.
When it's on. But it's okay.
All right, I hope everyone's having a wonderful day. Lisa and I could banter back and forth. Well, we do this all day long. Hope everyone's having a wonderful day. Thanks for taking time to listen. I hope it was uplifting or inspiring in any
or something.
Or something. You take care. All right,
bye. Bye.
Thank you for taking time to listen. Stay tuned for our next episode of the You Matter podcast. Have a wonderful day.